This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is starting a new teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing He loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about knowing and believing the love of God. I do encourage you on KurtOwen.com. We actually have a lot of resources on this particular subject because, honestly, it's one of my favorite things to teach, and one of the things I think is the most necessary in the body of Christ is getting established in the love of God. And our partners at Kurt Owen Ministries make it possible for us to give you and provide these materials for you absolutely free. Also, remember, right now we have a free daily devotional that you can sign up for that is specifically on knowing and believing the love of God, helping you get established in these things. Plus, everything I've said has been building, and so you need to go and listen to these things over and over. You can also sign up for the podcast, and we know that it'll be a blessing to you. Now, I want to kind of start off where I did yesterday, where I ended yesterday, because we were talking about knowing and believing the love that God has for you. And then we had been talking about the fact that God is love and that He is the God of love. And now seeing Him love, okay, seeing Him be loving, okay, because that, since God is no respecter of persons, if you see God loving one person this way, you can expect to see God loving you this way. Does that make sense to you? So I want to go back to this because I don't really think I broke it down as clearly as I could have. But this is in Genesis chapter 3. Now, once again, I know it's going to sound a lot like yesterday or if you're listening to this on the podcast about the last one, but this is important because everybody in their own mind to some extent or another at some point in your Christian walk, and you can grow out of it, but at some point in your Christian walk, begins to think that you've done something so bad, you're not going to be able to receive from God. God is not going to help you. God is not going to move on your behalf. And this is specifically speaking to that. Because I don't know that anybody's done anything worse than Adam. Okay? The only thing that potentially might have been worse than Adam would have been Peter betraying Jesus 3 times. Because and people say, worse than selling humanity? Nah, you know what? You're right. With the effects, I think it would have been hard. It had been difficult selling Jesus downriver because, I mean, you saw Him do good to all those people. You saw Him deliver you and bring you out. And then you can't even answer 3 times that you know who He is. But ultimately, it didn't have as far-reaching effects as what Adam did. Because, so Adam is created, right? God creates the planet. He creates man because He wants to have somebody to fellowship with, wants to have somebody to walk around with, pal around with, somebody that's like Him. That's the reason that we were made in the likeness and the image of God, right? And so then He's given dominion. Hey, you have authority here. What you say goes in the earth is the way it's going to go. That's the reason that there's tragedy and things in the earth because man was given dominion. It's not because God's not good, not because God is not love, but because God gave dominion to man. We went over that a week and a half, and if you didn't get that, you need that. But now what happens is man has an opportunity. There's only one thing God asked man not to do, and that was to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So God's archenemy shows up, and he says, hey, why don't you just do what I tell you to do? Don't listen to God. Listen to me. And this, after God has given this man everything, after God has unqualifiedly loved this man, provided everything for this man, given him a job, given him responsibility to tend and keep the garden, Adam's first opportunity, he betrays God. Now, in this betrayal, it doesn't just cost him, it costs the entire human race. Every bit of suffering, every bit of sickness and disease, every bit of calamity, all of that, that God is going to have to witness for thousands of years before he can bring Jesus into the earth, all of that is because man chose to betray God. Now think of it, God gave him everything, and man threw it all away, gave it to his archenemy, and it's not just going to cost him, it's going to cost the God has just lost the planet, and he has lost his ability to interact with the man that he'd always wanted, at least he will for thousands of years, and he has, Adam, by his choice, has taken what God loved, taken what he's been given, and just thrown it away, treated it like trash, like it wasn't worth anything. Okay, so that's important, because again, no matter how bad you've messed up, you haven't done that. You hadn't done that. You hadn't lost the entire planet. You haven't condemned the human race. You haven't been the first person to take God's dream and destroy it. You might have taken God's dream for your life and destroy it, but even then, there's help. There's hope, especially since Jesus has come. But this is where Adam has blown it. He takes of the tree and eats, okay? And in verse 7 it says, Genesis 3:7, it says, then the eyes of both of them were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. Okay, this is the best that man in and of himself could come up with for clothing. We're going to take a bunch of fig leaves and sew them together. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen a fig leaf, but it don't cover much. Okay? And it's not going to protect you from much either. I mean, even an ant can lift a fig leaf. Okay? This is not the best covering. This is not, if the temperature changes at all, it ain't going to help you. If it gets cold, not going to help you. If it gets hot, not going to help you. If it rains, not going to help you. Of course, it never rained up to that point on the earth. It's not going to help. But this is what honestly, this is a lot of people's fig leaf Christianity. Is, you know, I've blown it, and now I'm going to try to fix it myself. I'm going to try to work these problems out myself. Listen, by you not running to God, I don't know why he didn't run to God. I mean, I know he had some shame and stuff going on, and see, and that should tell you right there. If all of a sudden shame hits you, don't let it turn you away. Make run to God. But what needs to happen is you need to quit trying to fix it yourself and sew something up, and run to the one that can fix everything. Call out, cry out. The blood of Jesus has now been shed for all man's sin, but he should have done this. But listen. The best he can come up with is fig leaves. That's it. I don't know about you, but that's a dumb plan. I'm from Florida. We've got some banana trees. I would have at least grabbed me a banana leaf, right? Not a dumb fig leaf. But that's what he did. Now, you and I would have looked at a person who sold our dream downriver, who did all of that. You and I would have looked at that person and said, you made your bed, you're going to have to lie in it. Think about all the people you've hurt. Think about how you've cost us this relationship. Think about how all I've given you and you just threw it away. Fig leaves, that's the best you can come up with? Well, good luck, Doc, because I'm not helping. But after him, and again, when in verse 14, I think it's important that you understand that God was telling man, he wasn't doing this to him. He was telling him the results of it, the results of the death that had been sown into him. But then notice right after that, God says in verse 21, also for Adam and his wife, the Lord God made tunics of skin and clothed them. Now, I said this yesterday, but this is worthy of repeating. The man blows it. He does everything wrong. And what does God do? Gives him the best available to help him. He begins to help him. Does he throw him out of the garden? Yes, he does. Why does he do that? Because he has to. Because if he had now eaten of the tree of life, then there's not going to be any way to fix this. And I don't have time to explain that, but that's the truth. If he eats of the tree of life in this condition, nothing's going to fix it. So what does he do? He has to drive him out. has to get rid of him, has to get him out of there. But in the, even while he's throwing him out, what does he do? Yeah, I got to make you move, but here, let me give you the best I can. Why would God do this to someone who has just thrown away everything he's been given? Because he loves them. Why is that? Because God is love. And God is a God of love. Listen, even if you blow it, God's going to do everything he can to help you. But your choices can still cost you because you've made these choices and he'll honor those choices. But you can cry out to God and get help. But God is not withholding from you. If he was ever going to withhold from anybody, wouldn't it have been Adam? Wouldn't you have thrown him out of the garden and say, you know, you're going to need new fig leaves every day, boy, because those aren't going to last long? I mean, think about it. You just brush up against anything with a fig leaf, you're losing some fig leaves. And yet God says, you know what? That's not going to work. You don't realize what a dumb decision that is, so let me help you. I'm going to make for you some tunics of skin. I'm going to help you, son. You do not deserve it, but I am love. You have thrown away everything I've given you, but I'm still going to help you. Why is that? Because I am love. I am love. That's who God is. If you are suffering hurt because of your sin, it's because you chose sin, not because God chose to hurt you in the sin. You're just like Adam. If you've ended up in fig leaves, God didn't put you in fig leaves. You put yourself in fig leaves. But there are tunics of skin available. In fact, there's far better available now because Jesus has come. Won't you allow him to love you? This is who God is. This is God loving someone that has blown it completely. How much more will he do for you when you haven't had near those problems? You haven't sold out the human race. You haven't lost a planet. You haven't betrayed God's dream for all mankind. Maybe God's dream for you, but not for all mankind. But you know what? You are welcome back at your Father's house, and he is still wants to help you and give you the very best available. We love you. Talk to you soon. Stay tuned for these important announcements.
We would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. The sacrifice that our Lord Jesus Christ made on the cross paid the price not only for the sin of the world, but he also redeemed us from the curse of the law. This means that we now have authority over sickness and disease, just like Jesus. Accessing all of these benefits, however, requires faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God tells us in Hebrews that without faith it is impossible to please him, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Diligently seeking God includes hearing the truth from the Word of God being rightly divided. Going to a strong, faith-filled, Bible-believing church is a part of successful and faith-filled Christian walk. Kurt Owen would like to personally invite you to come hear Faith-Filled Words of Life at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, directions, and service times. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Pastored by Pastor Terry Owen. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe.